saving money on all your electrical needs at Menards. From wire, tools, testers, and more, Southwire is the perfect choice for your next electrical project. They offer innovative products to help you get your project done right. Hurry in today and save big on all Southwire products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. We are shameful, we are shameful, but not as shameful as we should be.
Welcome back, listeners, to Shame on Me. I'm Janet.
I'm Jimmy.
And
that always makes me smile.
Yeah, I saw. We're going to be on one today.
I think this, of all the episodes that we do, this is going to be one of them.
It's going to be one of them.
Yeah.
Might be the worst, might be the best.
You know, as I was stressing about it on my way over here, being like, I've got nothing. I've got nothing. Sometimes, you know, I didn't listen to last week's episode because I didn't want my perspective of it being one of our best to be sullied. Right. And that episode, our best episode, in my opinion, really just went off the fucking rails.
Yeah, it really went off
the rails. So what is more better for our podcast than having nothing?
That's true.
And then we just actually just fill
with whatever
however
we
much
want.
Time. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe
it will be the best. Knock on wood.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe I'll give my Jinx presentation.
Oh, yeah.
This time around.
Yeah.
No. That would be awful. That would make it one of our worst episodes. Again, nothing is better than that.
Just silence for an hour.
I did think about bringing a game. It's called The Mind.
Okay.
And I would like to play it with you at some point.
Okay.
And it's a game where there are 100 cards.
Oh.
And they're all labeled 1 to 100.
Okay.
And the point of the game is for each level, there are 12 levels. So in each level, you get the same number of cards that the level is. So level 1, you get one card each. Level 2, 2 cards each. And all you have to do is place the cards down in ascending numerical order without talking.
Okay. But you aren't necessarily getting, like, when you get one card,
it's not one. No.
And you don't know who actually has the lowest
exactly
card. Okay.
It sounds like a crazy game. Somebody has told me that they don't like the game at all.
So,
but I don't know if they were trying to hurt my feelings when they said that.
There is a dynamic of that that involves no talking.
Exactly. It would be a lot of no talking on the podcast.
I don't know how I feel about that.
You know, you don't have to feel good about it.
I don't think I do. Can we talk about other things while we play the game?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. I'm more on board now.
And, like, granted, I didn't bring it.
I know.
So, there's a chance that I don't even think that would be a good idea for the podcast.
Yeah, okay.
But I do think it's fun.
Okay. I'm willing to give it a
shot. It's really stupid.
It sounds like that game where you count. Like, it's a good group game, and you, like, count, and you can't say the same number as someone else. So everyone, like, faces in different directions.
Oh, I saw that on Dropout recently.
Yeah, I used to play it with the groups I worked with all the time.
Yeah.
And it was like, yeah, everyone faces a different direction.
Yeah.
Anyone can start. You want to get as high as you can without repeating the same number.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That does sound similar. And it is fun.
Yeah.
Let's get into it.
Okay.
Did Drud listen last week?
No.
These aren't even fun anymore.
I know.
They?
It's like just a sad update at this point.
Do they even know that we
honestly, I think they'd be surprised if they found out we're still recording.
No.
They might
There's
be.
No way they don't know.
I don't know. How would they know? How would they possibly know?
How would they know?
They don't have Instagram.
They don't have Instagram?
No, they haven't had Instagram for like a long time.
I don't understand why they can't make time to show up at a recording if they don't even have Instagram.
They don't even have Instagram.
What are they doing with their time?
I know. Maybe we'll convince them to come on for the post-wedding recap episode.
If they show up.
Yeah. True. Apparently they're 100% confirmed, so.
And that's good to know.
It is good to know. It was good to know. Yeah. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I kind of thought that when you RSVP'd.
Yeah, when you said that you were coming.
You were coming, I thought, yeah, that was for sure.
Yeah, and then it's now 100%.
Sorry, my B. My B. I can go first for two truths and a lie.
You go first.
One of them is I had a falling out with a friend? I almost said a frike. A friend over a hike yesterday.
Oh, over a hike. Yeah. Like while you were hiking? Or like about a hike? You can't say
I can't.
Much.
No.
It's just over a hike is the phrasing you want to stick
over
with.
Over a hike.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I found enough of your wedding.
Okay.
And I am in hell.
Okay. Well, I know one of those things is true.
Okay.
Yeah, I kind of believe the friend falling out thing.
What about me makes you...
have conflict with anyone.
What about me makes you believe that so easily?
The outfit for the wedding, I would love it to be true for you. I don't know if it is, though. I'm going to say true. I want to say a lie, so I'm going against my instincts. It worked for me last time.
It's literally what we always tell people to do. Go against your instincts.
Yeah, exactly. Never listen to your gut.
When I was having my nap today, and I kept having so much anxiety, being like, don't fucking fall asleep, you dildo. That's not actually what my inner monologue was like.
I was curious.
It was just like, no.
Yeah.
This is not... Like you should be doing something else.
Productivity
was that
trap.
Me going against my instincts?
Like listening to your anxiety or not listening to your anxiety?
Like my anxiety was saying, don't have this nap.
Yes.
And I didn't really have a nap.
Right.
Because
anxiety was keeping you awake.
It kept on being like zip zip.
Yeah.
So was that me not listening to my instincts?
Could be, unless you think your anxiety is your instincts, and then you listen to it.
And
so,
that's where...
That's complicated.
You know, I always find that one of the interesting things is you don't actually have to perfectly follow your, like, intuition all the time.
True.
Like, some of the things that happen, some of the best plot points in a story come from somebody not being able to follow their... Like,
it's a journey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
part
boy,
of a journey.
If I made a joke, you would have been like, are you having thoughts of school? So I can't make those jokes anymore.
Hey, I just had to check. I don't always check, and sometimes I do.
And then not checking leads to you getting anxiety and not being able to sleep.
Yep. And then like releasing myself from culpability before something happens so I don't feel guilty.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. One question about are you having suicidal thoughts?
That's it. That's
not going to save anybody.
No, that's all I need to feel better. Oh my gosh. What has happened
can't
already?
Stop hitting the table.
Do we need, we already need a content warning on this one. Okay, so I'm saying first one.
Had a falling out with a friend
true.
Over a hike.
Second one, true. Third one, you are in hell.
I am in hell. The second half of it is I am in a liminal space.
Okay. I'm going to say true.
Yeah.
All true.
Only I'm in hell.
Well, we knew that one was true. We knew that one was true.
Ooh.
All right, tell me about it.
It's nice to still feel joy, you know?
Even when you're in hell,
that is one
you
of
can
the big
still
things.
Feel joy.
That's one of like those big grief lessons, isn't it? Where it's like, I feel grief, but I also feel
totally.
Other things.
Yes. But then you got to deal with the guilt of that before you can actually feel the other things.
Well, one of the best things about feeling more than just grief is that you can also get to feel
guilty about it. Yeah. And
that's
then you
great.
Can work through that too, you know.
And then you process. Just keep having to.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
New thing, new feeling, new guilt.
Yeah.
It just keeps going.
Yeah. I think what my body and probably what my brain, my ego would prefer is like, I just figure it out.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
for sure.
Oh, I did it.
For sure, had, or to like logic your way out of it. You
I
know?
Had all my revelations,
yeah.
And now I'm transcended,
cured, healed,
and then things just keep happening.
Fucking life, man.
Fucking life, man.
God.
But that's fine.
Is it though? Okay, so you did not have a falling out with a friend over a hike.
But I was so fucking close. I was so fucking close. Really?
You were on the verge.
It was tense. I've got a friend who lives in Edmonton.
Okay.
I don't think they listen. They have an interesting life where they kind of hold themselves back from a lot of things.
Oh.
They got a lot of like the people pleasing, the codependency, the, you know, wanting to do the right thing kind of anxiety stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So they're in town for the weekend and they're like, oh yeah, we should like meet up, go for like a dog walk. And I'm like, why don't we go for a hike? That would be fun.
Okay.
I don't know. You know, I like taking people out and doing hikes.
Yeah.
And they were like, their anxiety was peaking on Friday evening. And they were like, what hike are we doing? And I'm like, I'm not telling you. And they're like, but I'm just like so scared that I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm like, you don't have to be able to do it.
Right.
And they're like, but what about like, what's the weather? There's just so many questions about like,
right.
Oh my God, I need to know every single detail about this hike. And I'm like, I can't tell you what the hike is because there's no world where you're going to be like,
okay,
I can
it.
Do this.
Yeah.
Because hiking is, it doesn't look easy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even though it's just walking.
Up a hill.
It's just walking.
Up a hill.
Are you not walking when you're walking up
the
hill?
It's true.
So, yeah, I was, like, not giving them the length of the hike. I was not giving them any elevation, anything like that. At one point, they texted me. My mom, a 30-plus-year-old woman texted me, my mom is not going to let me leave the apartment
if you don't tell me.
Unless she knows where we're going. And I just did not respond. And then in the morning, they're, like, freaking out. They're like, it looks like it's supposed to rain.
Right.
And I just don't want to be stuck in the rain. Like, I really hate getting wet. I hate the 30 seconds it takes to get out of the shower. I just really, really hate being wet. And I'm like, okay, you get to hate being wet. That's fine. I'll bring you a rain jacket. Again, like, it's not like I'm going to force myself. I'm not going to force you to be miserable. I'm forced. That was a rough one.
Yeah, that was.
I'll force myself to be miserable any day of the week.
Yeah, yep.
That's just one of my...
How you treat yourself.
One of my skills.
One of your love languages.
One of my skills. But like, yeah, if it's really shitty, I'm not actually going to...
Yeah, like if you actually thought it was going to pour rain at noon, you wouldn't be going on the hike.
Yeah, and all of the forecasts were like rain at like...
It didn't rain till
3 o'clock.
Yeah, 3 or something.
Yeah, and like...
Then it really
rained. We didn't get any rain.
Right.
Where we were. And some of the best hiking days are the days where you're like, this is going to be shitty weather.
Right.
And then you go out and it's like, man, it's...
Nicer to hike when it's not super fucking hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah. But they were like, no, I can't do it.
Okay.
I'm like, I do not want to do this. And it got into a very strange place where I'm like, you know, this is the going back to the, is the anxiety the instinct? Is the anxiety the thing that you need to be listening to?
Right.
Or are you just being a little.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think they were just being a little baby.
Yeah.
But again, who am I?
Yeah.
To make that decision for them.
It is like that time, there was a brief period in my life where I decided I was not going to do anything I didn't want to do.
Yeah.
And then I realized that that was kind of just a cop out. And I'm still allowed to not want to do things and not do things.
Yeah.
But it was really anything that made me the slightest bit uncomfortable. I was like, nah, I'm just not going to do that.
My period of that was like 10 years.
Yeah.
It was awful.
Yeah.
It doesn't help.
Well, you just don't do anything.
You don't do anything.
Yeah.
Except you can get high a lot.
Yeah.
You can get high a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe
that's why I drink so much.
Even.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
It was a joke. It was a joke. I'm okay.
Yeah. But I guess my weed my smoking time was only like 5 years, maybe. Five out of 10 years.
Took you a while to figure out that that was something you can do all the time.
Yeah.
5 years in, you were like, oh, shit.
Well, like, I only started once it became legal.
Mm.
And I, even though I was still working at a job where I could get drug tested and they probably would, right, like, not be happy, I was like, it's legal. What are you, yeah. Come on. Lost my train of thought. Going back to the hike.
Yes.
So, yeah, they're like, they're actually bailing as I'm driving to them. And I'm like, I'm still coming to pick you up. And they're like, maybe we can go on a walk in Fish Creek. Maybe we can just do that instead. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. Bring your hiking stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm kidnapping you at this point. And I remember one of the texts specifically was like, they were like, dude. And I'm like, no, you dude. Like, let's just fucking try something.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out.
Was there a possible, yeah, was it on the table that you would get to the hike, you would walk for half an hour, and they'd be like, I'm done, and you'd be like, okay.
It was on my table.
Yeah,
we never really had that conversation, right, because
they never,
I'm like super open to hearing about all the things that you're anxious about. I don't need to like, and like I can have that conversation.
Yeah,
but they were like, they were looking for reasons to not do it.
Right.
And I'm like, I'm not going to engage with
versus
that.
Saying like, these are the reasons I'm nervous about doing it. Or these are the reasons that are telling me to tell you I don't want to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Versus just saying, I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I get that. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because if they'd come forward with the like, I'm literally worried I won't be able to do the hike. And you're going to be disappointed because we can't finish the hike.
Yeah.
You would have been like, no.
Je ne sais quoi.
Yeah. I don't think that worked. You probably would have just said, we can try and I won't be disappointed. I might be disappointed, but that's fine.
Oh, yeah.
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 Absolutely. It's in my mind that that is a possibility and that is okay.
That happens all the time.
Right.
The person who has made me turn around from hikes the most is myself.
Yeah, there you go.
Like, that is not something I am unfamiliar with.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But yeah, I was like, I'm pretty sure you're just trying to look for reasons to not go.
Yeah.
But I'm like, it'll be fun. And so like I arrive at where they're staying and
were they staying with their mom?
They're staying with their brother.
So when they said my mom won't let me leave the apartment,
mom was there.
Oh, okay. I was like, would it just be like from the distance?
Yeah.
Her mom's texting her. Okay,
but anyways, I forget what happened at this point, but like I'm at the apartment and I'm fucking like fuming at this point. I'm like, I'm so annoyed. I'm so pissed. It's just like, why, you know, it's kind of those things where you like want to say like, why do you have to make everything so fucking difficult?
Right.
Kind of thing. And I'm like, I don't think that's,
yeah, you're like,
I don't think that's the way I want to show
totally,
up.
Totally. Totally.
So yeah, I had to do a lot of deep breathing before then, and it was like, it was still like a little bit awkward for me when they ended up showing up,
right?
But like I arrive at the apartment and you know somehow they have been convinced to come. I forget how.
Okay.
I'm at the apartment and I tell them that I'm there and they're like, okay, now I like actually have to get ready because I chose not to come and now I actually have to like pack things for it,
right?
And like 15 minutes goes by.
Oh gosh.
And I'm like, are you still coming? And they're like, yeah, I just need to get ready because I had decided I wasn't going to come. I was like, I'm leaving at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
And they're like, but I wasn't, I'm late. I'm like, I'm leaving at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then they ended up coming on like a couple minutes later. So.
Perfect.
And we had like a nice little hike. It was very funny because the hike that I wanted to do, couldn't get up it because it was, the road was closed.
Oh, okay.
By like, you know, oil and gas.
Ah, okay.
But then I found something else on the map, and as soon as we started walking towards it, we had to like cross a plain. This whole fucking plain was a marsh.
Oh no.
And like I've got waterproof boots.
Right.
They do not have waterproof boots. But it was really good. Like It was like a pretty decent hike.
Yeah.
Other than like getting absolutely soaked.
Right. At the immediately. Very yeah.
But they like didn't even complain about it through it. Wow. Like they probably, they had those thoughts of like, oh my God,
what the fuck is happening? Talking about.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Like this is probably exactly my worst nightmare.
But they kept it inside.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or they at least weren't like, no, I'm done.
Yeah, I shouldn't say kept inside. Yeah, they decided it wasn't worth it.
Yeah, I'm making jokes about it.
Yeah.
As we go.
Like, I'm here. I decided to show up, so I better show up.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, made it to the top. I'm glad that they've had an experience where they like, did not have to have every single thing
that they were afraid of.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
And like, they didn't have the plan and they didn't have to be in control of all these things. And, you know, they got to find out. They kept being like, oh, I'm just so uncoordinated. Like, it's so rainy out.
Right.
It's been so rainy and I'm going to slip and fall.
And like, really what they're worried about is like being embarrassed.
Probably.
They're not really probably worried about actually falling. They're probably worried about, or they're worried about falling. Probably
also worried about like getting hurt. But I'm like, I guess that's the risk.
Yeah.
I just don't. I feel like this person has cried wolf so many times of like, I'm simply incapable of doing
anything.
And
I'm going to guess you weren't taking them on a scramble. So like the risks of them falling is like on the more limited side.
It was the least broken trail that I've probably ever been on. So like they were like, oh yeah, like I'm glad like we did a beginner hike. I'm like, actually, this probably would have been more intermediate because if we didn't have a GPS, we'd probably be kind of fucked.
Right. Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
You had your all trails going?
I use a different app.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's a little bit helpful. A little bit more helpful.
More helpful.
Actually, I've never used all trails.
I like all trails. You can download maps and then use them offline. Oh, you just have to be prepared ahead of time when you have service to download it.
Yeah. Same thing.
Yeah. What hike was it?
Windy Peak. Hmm? Down by Longview.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
What hike were you going to do?
Sentinel Peak.
Okay. I don't know either.
Those are two mountains.
Yeah. Figured.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really hike that way. Like, I haven't done a ton of hiking.
I like it because I don't have to pay anything.
Yeah, that's true. No park, no Kananaskis fees or anything.
Yeah.
That's true.
But yeah, that initial, like, waiting for them to come out to the car, and I'm like, I have no idea what version of myself is going to come out. And honestly, I just want to get everything out there.
Yeah.
You know? But you don't always have to be like, I'm this close to losing it, man.
That's true.
I'm so fucking
close. Is that going to be helpful right now?
Yeah.
So it was enjoyable overall?
Yeah, I had a great time.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Only took like 3 hours.
Oh. Yeah. That's not bad at all.
Yeah. Hour and a half out.
And they enjoyed it?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. We had the dogs out, so.
Nice.
And we also brought Hannah and her dog. A little foot joke. So yeah, that was my almost having a falling out.
Okay.
With a friend.
Okay.
Cause like if they didn't come.
Yeah.
I was at the point where I was like, I am going to wield as much power and control as I can. I'm like, I don't think we can be friends if you're not going to come out and fucking do this fucking hike. Like what the fuck is going on?
Well, especially if they weren't really, cause it sounds like they didn't say, no, I'm not coming until like that moment, essentially, when you were on your way.
A little bit, yeah.
Like maybe it would have been different if the night before they'd been like, no, I'm just not going to go.
Yeah.
Like, I get what you're saying. I hear it. Not going to happen. If you want to do something else with me, I'm open to it, but I'm not going to do this.
Yeah.
Then you probably still would have been frustrated, but maybe would have felt differently.
Yeah.
Versus them actually saying it.
Oh, yeah.
As you were driving to their house.
And I'm so worried about rain. I'm like, this is part of it, dog. This is some of the best times, the best memories that you have with people are the most miserable times.
It's true. Because I'm going to guess part of your frustration was the fact that this person wasn't just outright saying no. They were looking for you to say, no, we don't have to do this.
I was like the most frustrated where I was just like, they're just not willing to give anything a shot.
Right.
They're not like, you know, my inner story was like, if they don't know that they can do something, then they're not going to put themselves in a situation where they, where they can't succeed or something like that.
That's so interesting because really ultimately you would have been open to it if you got there. And you tried, and they were like, okay, I'm done.
Yeah.
But they didn't know that or weren't open to that possibility.
Yeah.
or yeah.
See, was the intuition or the instinct to follow saying yes to the hike, or was the instinct to follow the anxiety about the hike? And I don't think you have to get rid of your anxiety.
No, God, no.
Like, I'm so open to talking about your anxiety.
I think that's an interesting one. Yeah, I don't know if the intuition would have been one or the other, but somewhere around like actually communicating, which they weren't really doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That maybe following their intuition maybe would have been being more honest about what was going on for them.
Yeah.
And then giving you the opportunity to be like, yeah, I hear you. It's fine. If we don't finish it, we'll just turn around.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't know. Wow.
You get it.
Okay.
You get it. Yeah. And then I haven't found an outfit. Haven't even looked.
Yeah.
I have no idea what my color scheme is going to be. Okay. I honestly, we'll see. We'll see what's in season, I guess.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
There you go.
But I'm planning on doing it this week.
Okay. That's probably a good choice.
It's going to be stressful.
Yeah. I have stuff to do this week too.
My face is going to be so warm all the time. Just be flushed. Probably oh fuck. But I believe.
You going to some thrift stores then? Is that your...
No, I don't think thrift is the way to go.
Yeah, you probably don't have time to get an outfit and then make it what you would actually want it to be.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah. For Misan's wedding last year, what's the name? You know, the thing.
Cross thrift iron. Store? Oh, cross iron. It's what are we talking about? A thrift store?
No. Cross iron was a good...
Right.
Yeah.
Nice.
Honestly, we'll see what we see.
Yeah.
You're not that important to me, so if I repeat an outfit, then I repeat
it. I am also not super worried if you repeat an outfit.
I'm a little bit worried. And then, I'm in hell.
Yeah. Figured.
Yeah, this whole thing at work where, I was supposed to pitch my program last week.
Yeah.
And then I had to fill in for something and nobody was there. I wasn't able to make
it.
It's just another fucking week of
you sitting
not
with
only
it.
Having yes me sitting with it, not only having to deal with the weight and the pressure of is this good enough,
right,
but also not being able to move forward.
Yeah, you're in a weird limbo space.
Yeah which really just highlights all of the other weird limbo spaces that I'm in in my life.
Fair.
And it's lovely.
Yeah, I hate those spaces.
But I got to hike a mountain yesterday, so I liked myself during that point.
That's good.
That was helpful.
Sometimes hell cools just a little.
What did you say?
Sometimes hell cools.
Oh, yeah.
Unless we're going with Dante's version, then it's already frozen.
Let's fucking go. I did have a priest that was I don't think hell is fire and brimstone.
Okay.
But I do think it is just intensely cold.
Yeah, I mean, both sound bad, you know,
But yeah, I find I really connect with the metaphorical version where it's hell is this very disconnected place.
Right.
And I can really make a one-to-one connection between feeling you're in hell and feeling numb and depressed and having none of that connection that one so desperately seeks.
My goodness. I'm not going to ask you, but I am thinking of...
Welcome to NPR's...
Okay.
Real life.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm Jimmy.
Okay, are you ready for mine?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay, wow. Don't be too excited.
I think I did a good job of filling some space.
Yeah, that was really good. I liked your hiking story. That was a good one.
I may be in a liminal space, but I can sure... Fill it.
Okay. I'm not hungover.
True.
Just kidding. That's not one of mine. And
damn.
I am hungover.
Damn.
Okay. I was home by 10 p.m. last night. That's my first one. My pick was chosen for book club next month. Or our next book club. Oh, my God.
I'm tapping in.
Do you need me to repeat anything?
I'm locking
keep
in.
Going? And then I cried this weekend, but it was good tears,
tears.
Relief tears.
Relief?
Yeah.
You.
Well, I can't tell you that would, but relief tears.
True lie.
Okay, so true that I was home by 10.
Yep.
True that my book club was chosen.
Your book was chosen,
yeah. Was chosen for book club.
Yeah.
And then lie that I cried tears of relief.
Yes.
Okay. So first one was true. I was home by 10 p.m.
I thought that little drop of I'm hungover was like a little red herring.
I didn't actually think about it until I said it. And then I was like, dang, I'm just giving too much here. My book did not get chosen for book club.
Let's fucking burn it down.
But that's okay. We vote.
Are you sure?
Yeah. We had a...
Was it like an election? Did you have to campaign?
No. We kind of campaign every time. We like pitch our book and then we vote. And this time we had a four-way tie. So each of us voted for a different book, which was really fun.
Uh-huh.
So then what we did was second round was Survivor style. So we voted to eliminate a book.
That's funny.
So then we eliminated a book and then when it was really close to a four-way tie again, we were really stressed it was going to happen, but it didn't. So then we eliminated one book and then we voted and we ended up picking a book.
And how are you feeling about your book not getting
chosen?
It's
fine. I don't mind.
I would have been much happier with it not getting chosen via that process than it just like being outright rejected.
Oh no. Yeah. We always vote and then it like, yeah, it's all good.
What was the book?
That I chose?
Yeah.
Three Body Problem.
Oh, mm-hmm. Have you read it?
No, that's part of the rule is you can't pick a book that you've read.
Oh.
That anyone's read.
Anyone?
Yeah. Though I mean, there's only four of us, so it's not that difficult. Oh, okay. And sometimes it's like, oh, I read that book 20 years ago. I don't think that's come up. But that would make us like 10 years old. But anyways.
I didn't know you couldn't read at 10.
Yeah, true. Some of these books, I don't know. Maybe some of us read Slaughterhouse 5 at 10. I don't know.
You read Slaughterhouse 5 in book club?
No, but that was one of the that was one of our book choices this month. It didn't get chosen, though.
Have you read it? No, obviously
no,
not.
Obviously
Jesus.
Not. Wow. This was not interesting at all.
That's too bad, because I'm curious what your take is.
Yeah, it did not feel like the vibe I wanted for the rest of my summer. That's why I didn't choose it.
That's a good...
We actually voted it off the island. That was the one that got voted off.
Out of the slaughterhouse.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. And then my last one, I cried. And what do you...
Tears of relief.
Yeah. And what do you think?
I said lie.
Yep. Anything? Anything you want to elaborate on?
I could imagine that you either didn't cry at all or that they were not tears of relief.
Yeah, that's true. I cried. But it was not tears of relief. Pure sadness and guilt.
Tell me more.
So there's some factors that were coming into play with this. I thought I was getting sick on Friday, so I wasn't feeling 100%.
Mm-hmm.
I also got a vaccination and I started my period. So my hormones were really fucked up.
I think this is the first time we've ever talked about your menses.
There you go. And so I took Rue to the vet to get her nails trimmed. I take her there because I don't like to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then she hates everything. So at least she doesn't have to get used to somewhere new.
What's the going rate of getting your pet's nails trimmed at the vet?
More expensive than probably anywhere else.
$10?
No, probably 40.
40?
Yeah.
Do you get to claim it? Do you even have pet insurance?
No, I don't.
It's irresponsible.
Anyways.
Do you just have a lot of money?
Yeah, yeah. Just a lot of money. No, when we have a little extra cash, we put it in a little side account for her if anything happens. Mm. Knock on wood. And then that's for emergencies, vet visits and stuff we don't use it for. But she doesn't love places, new people. She really just doesn't
love... Not a huge noun fan. No,
not in general.
Places, people, things.
Yeah, honestly, all of the above. So my theory is the vet, she doesn't love it, but she's not horrible. So at least she's used to it. And it's not a new place for her to get used to.
And between 20 or two people, that's $20.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. And it takes two people to cut her nails also. So I get her there, and never happened before, but I had to drag her out of the car. She would not get out of the car. And not she's hesitant. I give her a little tug and she jumps out. I physically had to drag her out.
Yeah.
So I was already feeling really bad.
Yeah.
And I didn't have treats with me because I was that's not normally a problem. They'll give her lots of treats at the vet, blah, blah, blah. Drag her in there, get her in there. She is shaking like a leaf. Just, you could just look at her and she's visibly just terrified. Mm-hmm. And then, so we're waiting. They bring her back. I can hear them talking to her. It takes them like 5 minutes for her to even take a treat from them. She's so scared. And then it's just this whole thing. They only get half her nails done because she's so scared. They were like, we could pin her and do the rest, but like, we don't want to do that.
That seems counterproductive.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, that's fair. So they like come out and they're like, have you thought about like anxiety medication for her for stuff like this? So we're talking and I'm like, okay. So we like decide to do that.
This is the anxiety episode, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And then I'm in the vet's office, like trying not to cry. And then I get in my car and immediately start crying. I'm like driving home, Rue's in the back seat, and I'm just like, oh my God. I'm like feeling horrible. And then I get her like to a park and I take her to the park to like let her release some anxiety energy. Get home. I'm sitting on the couch. Stefan is like, you had a day, hey? And then I'm like, I just start crying again. I'm just like, I feel so guilty and she was so sad and blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like, we need to be doing more with her. And he's like, I don't know if right now is the time that we should be thinking about adding more to our plates. But then I was also annoyed with myself because I was like, this is like mostly hormones. Like I would be upset, but I probably wouldn't be crying.
Mm.
And then, so I was like, it was a whole thing. It was mm-hmm. a rough, I was not in a good headspace on mm-hmm. Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And there'd been on the table was hanging out with some friends on Friday and we'd already vetoed it because it was like an outside thing and it looked kind of shitty, but I was like, even if we hadn't vetoed it, I would not be going. Mm-hmm. I would not be leaving my house.
That's one of those things where yeah. you're like, that listening to the instinct to not go,
yeah,
that's
yeah, I was good. Just like, I'm not yeah. in a good headspace.
I'm not choosing this because I'm nervous about how it's gonna go.
No,
I'm choosing not to do it because I'm going to lose my fucking mind.
Because I'll probably just be crying watching baseball.
Died.
So.
Oh, you watch baseball?
That's what we were going to do. We were going to go to an Okotoks Dogs game.
Yo, I've been thinking about going to an Okotoks Dogs game.
My friends have gone a few times and they say it's super, super fun.
Yeah.
So we were going to go and then everyone was super on the fence because of the weather.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I don't really want to sit in the grass if it's like going to be wet and cold.
There's grass.
Well, that was the only tickets that were left, was like on a knoll. Like on a berm. Oh. So they're like $10.
Yeah.
But you sit on the grass, which is great if it's 25 degrees out.
Yeah.
Not as great if it's like
excellent if it's 25
been raining or is going to rain. So
yeah.
We decided not to go. Which I was happy with and it wouldn't have gone either way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that was my Friday.
And you still got drunk yesterday.
I still got drunk yesterday.
How did you, what was the deal yesterday?
Oh, yesterday was a planned thing. So it was the bachelorette I went to in Jasper.
Yeah.
The friends that couldn't go wanted to throw like a little thing for our friend.
Yeah.
So we like had a little wine night and then met up with some of our other friends after. So that was.
Only until 10 o'clock.
Well, they stayed, but I had wedding stuff to do.
Oh.
Last night. So I had to.
It's coming, isn't it?
Yeah, it's coming up.
2 weekends.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was my weekend.
I'm looking forward to 3 weeks from now when one of your truths or lies is I am in a liminal space.
I am fully depressed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really curious.
Honestly, it's going to be true.
How it's going to go for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't, like, you have not had many lows that I've seen.
For the wedding?
No, just since I've known
you. Just in general? Yeah. So we met with our couples therapist last week. We had like our little meet and greet.
Consult.
We like her. Consult. Yes, that's the word. So I think we're going to book with her. But one of the things she was talking about, like just super, super briefly, she was like, I don't know if this resonates, Heather, but I think it sounds like you like try to logic your way out of emotions a lot.
Mm.
I was like, mm-hmm. And then yesterday, when I was talking to Stefan, like when I was kind of, or on Friday when I was like just finished crying and I was like, you know, I'm allowed to cry, but also I like don't think this situation was maybe like at the point where I normally would have been crying. And I was like going through that and I was like, man, I'm going to be crying a lot in therapy. It's like, that is all this is going to be.
Yeah.
I was like, get ready, Stefan. Sorry.
Hopefully, you know, you'll have some lessons that you can give me for if this fucking dad's group ever gets off the ground.
Yeah.
Because that's really all it's about.
Yeah.
About how once you start becoming emotionally attuned,
you can never stop.
You can't.
Oh,
you
man.
Can't.
Yeah, it's going to be a rough journey for a little while, I think.
And maybe.
But that's okay.
Forever.
Forever. You're right. You're right. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
That'll be nice.
But I think that means I'm going to be hitting more low lows and higher highs.
I'm excited to talk about it.
Yeah.
Or at least have somebody else going through that kind of thing instead of just me.
Just you.
Did I tell you one of my friends is like, I think the thing that, okay, what is the way to say this? This friend, Morgan. Morgan yes. says,
well,
I
what's
think
the update on the Morgan? Thing,
they're at Shambhala. I saw a text from them last night. Things seem to be fine,
okay.
but they're still losing their mind okay. a little bit.
Has this guy texted back? Have they been talking?
Yes.
Okay.
But again, like everything is like, no matter what he says,
yeah.
not good enough.
Yep.
At one point, they were like, I think he wants to like change the dynamic that we have because he didn't notice that I wasn't wearing the necklace that indicated what kind of dynamic we have.
Okay.
And he would have noticed if he zoomed in on my neck. And I'm like, I don't think if he zoomed in on your neck, he would be who he is. Or he would, and I don't think he'd be sane. And like maybe you don't want somebody yeah. sane, but like I don't think him not zooming in on your neck is an indication of anything other than normal behavior.
Yeah.
But I got a text from them at 1:15. Also, okay, well I'll ask you when you're back. I got a text at 1:15. Sorry, Morgan, I'm kind of outing your drug behavior. Man, I forgot sometimes Molly feels really fucking good. And then 4:13, and it sucks when it wears off, lol. My energy is zapped. And then at 5:08, did ketamine 17 minutes ago, so we are so back, baby. So, that's
what a journey for Morgan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't mention my hat.
I saw your hat.
I think it's
I like
quite
it.
A look. Yeah.
It's very like you're a rock climber or you yeah. go hiking.
Maybe I should go rock climbing again.
Yeah.
I used to climb, but nobody was falling in love with me.
Right.
They weren't like, wow, this guy climbs so well.
So waste of time, really.
I need to talk to him.
Well, you could try again.
I could. And I should probably do it for myself rather than
maybe
trying to make people fall in love with me. even though
it should work.
I like that idea.
Yeah.
So crying. Love crying. Mm-hmm. Hate it when I don't cry, actually.
Yeah, I feel like I don't cry very often. I don't know the last time I cried before this. I cry a lot like watching things. But I don't know if that really counts.
Oh my god, when I was reading the Throne of Glass series, so much crying. It
yeah,
was
it's
awesome.
Funny. I don't cry very much reading.
Maybe you don't read good shit.
You know when I cry the most?
Harry Potter.
Nope.
Grey's Anatomy.
Nope.
When you think about Rudine?
Nope. Oh, that's going to be
that's
in,
a little
that's
heartless.
Gonna be in my mind now. Thank
that's
you.
That's a little heartless.
No, watching singing reality competition shows. Yeah.
Walk me through it.
Yeah, you know, like a good America's Got Talent audition.
Okay.
I'm crying.
Interesting.
Yep.
Do they have to be ugly?
No.
Okay.
Sometimes they're pretty.
Yeah, well, that's great.
Yeah, often. Pretty much every audition I watch, I cry.
Was like Susan Boyle just like a really formative experience for you?
No, I don't really remember. It's just when it pops up on like reels. Like, I don't actually watch it. I just, like, see reels, and then I get teary-eyed.
Yeah.
Or I saw a reel of, like, a sister seeing her sister for the first time in a year. Cried at that. Any, like, military reuniting stuff?
Yeah, I haven't
that.
Seen the military reuniting stuff for
God.
A long time.
Yeah, so any of that kind of stuff, I cry.
Yeah.
But not so much in my real life, so I don't know what that says about me.
Probably something.
It definitely does.
Do you want to analyze it, but like it's normal.
I don't. Yeah,
it's normal.
Exactly. Just like normal fucked up shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like the... What were you
Oh, I was
saying?
Just going to say I'm going to cry a lot at the wedding, though. That's for sure. The truth.
Baby. I swear, if you make me cry when I give you away, I'm going to fucking lose my mind. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make such a scene.
You're going to stop and say...
It's very strange because, like, I'll be at your wedding.
Yep.
And, like, you're a very important person in my life.
Mm-hmm.
But you have so many more people there that have known you for longer.
It is a,
and deeper.
I understand.
And I'm like,
what you're saying.
This, it's weird that like I'm gonna be a small fish in a big pond,
right?
When it comes to the relationships you have.
Yeah, doesn't mean you're not important to me though.
That's very nice of you to say.
It's true.
I believe you.
Yeah, but I know what you mean. I feel like I've been in those kind of situations before, and it is kind of, it's weird.
It's like, who are all these people
yeah.
who know and love you?
Yeah, like, what the deeply? Fuck? Yeah, like, I thought this was only
Why haven't they come
me?
On the podcast?
Yeah. Why these, haven't they listened?
Why aren't your friends my friends?
Yeah. I mean, they like you. You've met them.
Yeah, that's great.
They do like you.
Does Jeremy ever talk about me?
Did
he listen to the episode?
Which one?
Where I talked about getting high. And losing my fucking mind.
Oh, you know what? I think he did listen to that episode. Okay. If he hasn't, I'll remind him too.
He hasn't said anything like, yeah, fuck that guy.
No. Oh God, no. Yeah. No. I think he thinks you're fun.
Well, I try to be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carly really likes you.
And that's good. That's good. We've got Carly on our side.
You've got Carly on your side.
Phew.
Yeah. 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 I know what you're saying though. It is a weird feeling.
I am still proud of telling Tom that she looks like she's always on the lookout for a hate crime.
Yeah, I don't remember.
No, I don't think you were there.
No, but I'm in general, Dom partied probably harder that night than we've ever seen her party, is what I hear. Like, she stayed after her partner left, which is like not common. Like, I don't know if that's ever happened.
She said that she had to ask your neighbors if she could lock her bike to the parking sign that's on their lawn.
Like, not my neighbors, the neighbors of the house that we were partying at.
I guess yes. That's true.
Okay. Yeah. And what did they say?
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought it was like a little lame. Like, why wouldn't you just do
just
it?
Just do it.
Yeah. Or like,
that is Dom-coded.
Use the backyard.
That is also a question, you know, like we were in the house, we were in the yard. Yeah. Who knows?
GTs.
Yeah. Okay.
I was, our former director.
Yeah.
I ran into them in the kitchen this week.
Okay.
And they were like asking me how the new job is going. And, you know, I cannot tell a lie.
No, you cannot.
And so like, it's just like going through the situation and blah, blah, blah. But
not
like,
the answer they wanted.
But I'm working towards like, you know, doing like, I'm not doing things that I want to be doing, but I'm working towards doing things that I want to be doing.
Yeah.
Wow, do they have so many ideas for what I could be doing?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just need this to stop.
They are an ideas factory.
They were like, you could do a focus group. I could bring in like so many dads. I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah, you're like, that's not what I'm asking for.
Here's the thing that people don't realize about my expertise. I know what the dads want.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to give it to
them.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's not what they need.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't, like, if I'm using a focus group to see what dads want, I'm just letting the blind people lead me around.
Yes. Or you're just doing it so you know
and
exactly
And there are
what
no
you're not
things
doing.
On the floor. Yes. These people do not know how to use their canes. They don't have service dogs.
Yeah.
They're fully can't see shit. It's not even like a legally blind situation.
Right. They're like, just nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's very funny.
And like, it's crazy to me how me bringing what I want to be doing up to people, they're like, great. I have so many ideas. And I'm like, you didn't hear my idea. You haven't. And there's no question here.
Right.
You have just launched into.
Interesting.
Oh my God. Let me help you.
That's interesting. Wow.
And boy, if I don't get offended by that shit.
Right. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I was telling you, I don't know if I was telling you, I'm holding a lot of resentment.
Oh yeah.
About my job.
Yeah.
So I'm going to, I think, say something to someone. Nice. I'm like, it's just not healthy for me. I don't think it's going to change anything.
No.
But.
It's like, I feel, I don't know if this is where you're at or what you're going to do, but like, I find it's very liberating to be like, I'm feeling this way.
Yeah.
And it's affecting.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah.
And like how I'm showing up.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not able to like move through it.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah. And I think I'm going to have that conversation with our director because like having that conversation with our my supervisor doesn't really help because she does not, she started long after the decisions were made.
Yeah.
She doesn't really know any of the context.
Yeah.
So like, I don't think talking to her about it is going to help at all.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
That's exciting.
We'll see. We'll see if I get up the courage. It's one of those things that like after a program, I like really start spiraling about it. And then I'm like, eh.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Once you like move into the space where you're like, oh, I actually have to do something.
Yeah.
Or something is telling me that I need to do something.
Or like,
and then you're like, oh, now I actually have to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And like last week I was in a group in the morning and I had a staff member with me, like shadowing me kind of thing. What's up? What's going on for you?
Do I have to do something for you this week?
Not this week. A couple weeks. Next week.
Crazy, man.
Next week you're covering me. And it was good because the group was a little more nutty. It was nice to have like an extra set of hands, even though there are other adults there.
What are we talking about?
Lead.
Oh, okay.
But then the afternoon group, it was just me. But like the group was pretty chill. So I was like, okay. So then, you know, like I start like being like, oh, maybe this isn't as big a deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see if I work up the nerve to say something.
Yep.
Yeah.
Always here to not give you advice.
Yeah, perfect.
Unless you really want advice, in which case I still probably wouldn't give you advice. Because your advice is not my advice. Your actions are not my advice.
Well, and I don't really think advice. Like, what could you say that would change what I was going to do?
I might recommend the kind of weapon you bring in.
Yeah.
The,
well, this is the thing.
Yeah.
It also doesn't help that some of the people we work with keep telling me like how much they wish I was on their team and like how unfair it is, which I think is like where this is rekindled. It's not their fault. Like, you know, but I think it's when it was just me in the school on my own, like before I moved teams, I was kind of like, well, I'm just doing this.
Yeah.
But now I'm seeing other programs a lot and seeing how they're being treated by the agency. And then that's where I think some of my resentment has flared up again.
Yeah.
Versus before when I was just kind of operating on my own.
Oh, yeah.
Not seeing anything else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that for you.
Yeah. So we'll see.
Shout out to Caitlin. Also punks out a little bit when, you know, you get the urge to do something or, you know, you need to do something. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, oh, but I actually have to do it.
Yeah.
So.
Much easier.
We're still thinking of you, Caitlin. Yeah.
I get it. I get it, Caitlin. I get it. Yeah. So we'll see what happens. It also just like, I don't know if I'm going to put that on my plate between now and the wedding.
This is a perfect space to do it.
Yeah, probably.
It probably is a perfect space to do it.
It probably is. Yeah, because then I'll be off for a week.
That'll be nice.
Yeah, it probably is a good time, but
I hope the weather's nice for you guys.
Oh, I made the mistake of looking.
It's way too far out.
I know. And then I spiraled a little, and then Stefan was like, why did you look? Like,
all you have to do is believe what you want to believe.
That's what I'm trying. Far out. See, this is the thing. It's like, up until I checked, I felt pretty strongly about one thing, one belief, that like it was just not going to be raining. Like,
yeah, it's not. It's not.
And then I checked. I just don't know when to knock on wood in this situation. I just feel like all of this needs.
Should I check?
No, I don't think so.
I'm checking.
Okay.
But I'm regulated.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, I had some very unregulated, person.
Dysregulated moments this weekend. Ooh, I did something fun on Thursday though.
Hit me.
I went to a VR thing.
Oh.
It's this thing that's a Chinook and it's like, my mom did it like a couple months ago and the one she did.
How can you even look that far ahead?
There's like a 2-week forecast on Weather Network.
Are we 2 weeks out?
Yeah. Under. I'll be fully married in 2 weeks.
You basically already are.
Yeah, it's true. It is true. She, when we met our, the counselor, we were just, she's like, okay, tell me a little bit about yourselves. And I was like, blah, 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 we're getting married soon, da, da, da. And then she was like, oh, were you guys the ones who, because, you know, when you, like, put in the little request, I just, like, wrote really briefly, like, we're exploring finding a good fit for a couple's therapist.
Exploring?
Oh, my goodness. And she was like, are you two the ones who were talking about premarital counseling? And I was like, it's a little late for that. I was like, if we need a premarital counseling, it is too late. And I was like, we're getting married in 2.5 weeks. So, and she was like, oh, okay.
So technically.
So I was like, it is, we're not going to see her until after, but it's just kind of funny.
The best thing here is that, like, you only believe the forecast that you want to believe, right?
Yeah.
So you got rain. I'm seeing like 21 partly cloudy.
For the Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay, see.
And like there's no rain on either side.
Okay.
22s before.
I would love a 22, 23 sunny day.
It's not that you need to love it. It's that it's going to happen.
Yeah, I like that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay. That's why I choose to believe. That is my reality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See?
Perfect.
Logic.
Logic. So anyways, we went to this. So my mom had gone a couple months ago. And it was like an Egypt themed one. It was like history of Egypt or something.
Yeah.
And then this one was called...
It's dinosaurs, isn't it?
It was dinosaurs, but I can't remember what it was called. It was like, basically it was like the history of the world, essentially. Yeah. And I'd never done VR before. Mm-hmm. It was really interesting.
Do you walk around?
Yeah, you walk around.
And do you have headsets on?
Yes. So it like shows you when there's other people in the room.
Oh.
When you're close to other people, so you can like avoid them. And it like gives you like a little path. Like, oh, you're supposed to follow this.
Oh, okay.
So when I first put the headset on, I was immediately like, oh, my anxiety is so high right now. Like, incredibly high. I kind of had a vision in my head where it would be one of those headsets where you could just, like, lift up the goggles. Like, I feel like I've seen those before. You had to, like, fully unscrew it to take it off. So I immediately started freaking out.
Yeah,
I was like, this is not going to be good for me. Like, I do not like this. But then I realized if I, like, look straight down my nose, I could see the ground.
Hell yeah.
So then I really...
Literal grounding.
Yeah, that really helped me. So that... And then I was fine. And then I really only looked at the ground, like, a couple times, more out of, like, curiosity. Like, oh, how close is that person actually? But just knowing that I could see reality really helped me out.
No, it would be... That would be...
Because I was freaking out for a second. Yeah. I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just, like, not having the choices.
That's the big thing, nice I think, for me. Yeah.
Nice place to be.
And, like... And I kind of was in the headspace of, like, I'm not going to want to just, like, take this thing off and be done. I want to be able to, like, lift it up and be like, okay, I need just a second. Okay, I'll put it back down. Which is, like, if you take it off, then it can get, like, kind of unfocused. And then I probably need to come get someone to, like, put it back on. And I didn't really like any of that. And, oh, my God,
that's even more anxiety.
Yeah, exactly. So finding out that I could see the ground really helped. And then it was pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's really my thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know some people, like, love VR.
Would you take an edible into it?
No. No, I don't.
Would you get drunk into it?
No, because I think I would, like, pass out. Like, I think I would vomit. Like, I get pretty disoriented. Like, I was kind of half dizzy the whole time.
Nice.
Yeah. So, Stefan really liked it. He wants to go back and do the Egypt one.
Cute.
It was really fun. Like, it was cool. There was dinosaurs. They were right there. Got to see some elephants, some, you know, totally. Yeah. Saw little T-Rexes yelling at each other.
With their little arms flapping.
Yeah. So it was pretty fun. But definitely, like, not really my cup of tea, I don't think.
That's really interesting because as much as you've said that it's, like, not necessarily your cup of tea, I also still thought you enjoyed it.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just don't know if I would go do it again.
Well, you already did it once.
Yeah. But, like, Stefan wants to go back and do the Egypt one. Oh. And I don't know if I would really be super inclined to
Egypt
do that with
would be
him.
Cool.
Yeah. My mom said there's a lot of heights in that one.
Oh.
Which is, like, they're not heights. It's flat ground. But it is quite, there was one or two moments in this one where you're, like, scaling the edge of a little cliff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How did Stefan do with that?
He was okay, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. My mom was more freaked out. Yeah, she really does not like heights either.
Heights are worthwhile to be scared of.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, yeah. Heights themselves are fine. It's like the
falling
off.
Good point.
Yeah.
Good point.
Honestly, I feel like for me, I was never at a point where I was like, oh shit, that's an actual ledge. Like I could easily step off and be like, the floor is still there. Whereas I think for some people.
Did you?
Oh yeah, for sure. Okay. But what got me a couple times was we had like a little guide person who was not a real person. It was a VR person. And there was a few times where she'd like back up and I was like right behind her and I'd be like, whoa, like back up. And then I'd be like, nope, she's not there. It's fine. Like there's a few, it was like an automatic response to That's me being neat. Like, oh, I don't want to get bumped into.
Yeah.
Versus me being like, I'm not going to step over this stick because I know it's not a stick. Like there's a few.
I can see how your suspension of disbelief or lack thereof could also play into you not being, yeah. It's like, it's not your thing.
Yeah. It was cool. I mean, we were underwater at some points. We were going up in the clouds at some points.
Oh.
Like, I think if you like VR, it was worth doing for sure. And I bought a hoodie that has dinosaurs on it.
Oh, hell
and
yeah.
And it's so cozy.
Oh, yeah. I'm like soft.
So soft.
Oh.
And like thick.
How, like super large.
You know, it's large, but not super large.
I like, I think I should get into baggy things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a vibe for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was, yeah, it was fun. I don't know. Yeah. If Stefan really wanted to go back, I would go back, but it wouldn't be like my first choice.
Maybe he can get another friend.
That's the thing. If someone else will go with him, I'm more than happy.
I'm not interested. So
okay.
We'll chat with him about it. Because Egypt's neat.
Yeah. My mom said it was cool. Definitely way more heights because you go like on top of pyramids and you're like going on bridges and stuff. So she said it kind of freaked her out.
Do you know the pyramids are actually just like gigantic batteries that were made by aliens and like they're just like super.
Yeah. I've heard that.
Okay, cool. I'm glad that you knew. Yeah. I'm glad that you know.
Yeah. Have you read Project Hail Mary?
No, but I've seen that Ryan Gosling.
Did we talk about this already?
Nope.
Okay. Did you watch the trailer?
Yep.
Oh, the trailer spoils.
I did see that the trailer spoils that there's an alien.
Yeah.
But
otherwise, it's worth a read.
Yeah.
I would say it's worth a read. It's a cool premise.
I think it, like, if they didn't spoil the alien, I would probably assume it's more of the Martian thing than what it is.
Right.
So I don't think it's a terrible
thing that they
decision
spoiled.
to at least like tease like this isn't just.
I get it for the movie,
yeah.
And I guess when you reread the back of the book, says something like he thinks he's alone. Is he?
Oh.
Like it does. It kind of gives, but you're not really sure. That could mean other.
Yeah.
People, you know, you don't really know.
I'm interested in reading Three Body Problem.
Yeah.
Because I'm not interested in waiting till all the seasons are out to
know
what happens.
What happens. Well, it's the first in a series, though. I think there's three books.
I know.
Yeah.
I've read three books before.
Yeah. True.
A friend of mine is lending me The Marrow Thieves.
Oh.
Have you heard of that or read it?
It's on my list. I've heard it's good. It's a nonfiction. Is that correct? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's a dystopia thing.
Yeah.
And I was like walking with it in my hand and it's like 230 pages. I'm like, I've read like three of these. No, I've read like
this
four.
Nothing.
The last book that I read was like at least four of these.
Yeah. This is fucking nothing.
Easy.
Yeah. Our next book club book is like 260 or something, which I'm kind of excited for.
I was like, maybe I could do this in a day.
Yeah.
And then I started reading it and I was like.
Depends on the subject matter.
The liminal space is calling.
It's creeping it back in.
But I'm still eating.
That's good.
Still drinking water.
Good. Getting outside.
Still living. LIVIN.
Are you going outside?
Yes.
That's good. That's good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think you should read Project Hail Mary. I think it's worth a read. It's it's interesting. And like if you like.
You know what I should read?
My book.
Your book.
Yeah. I'll get it. It's the problem right now is it's in like a software that I have to export it.
Oh no.
I just haven't had time.
Yeah. Oh
it's
no.
It's just not.
Oh no.
Not on my priority list right now.
Okay. Well.
I'm being totally honest.
Well, why don't I edit the podcast and you do
that?
Your thing?
Yeah, I could do that. I could be convinced.
How do I read it?
I'll send it as whatever. I can send it as a Google Docs. I can send
a book
as a Word doc.
Damn.
Mm-hmm. Either way.
So I have to read it on my phone.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm not printing it for you.
My fucking screen time is going to skyrocket.
I'm not going to print it for
you. 4 hours and 8 minutes was my average screen time.
Ooh,
this last week.
That's good.
Yep.
You could get one of those apps that reads things. I'd be really curious. Isn't that a thing that you can get like something to read a Word document for you?
Yeah, and that reminded me.
It'd be really funny.
A podcast that I used to listen to, they it's kind of like a variety show every week. Where they do like different ideas. And this last week was, they had somebody put all of their podcast episodes and transcripts into an AI and created like AIs of themselves.
Yeah.
So I was listening to it a little bit as I was like sleeping last night. I think it's going to be worth a listen.
I like that.
Because they have like AIs of themselves talking to each other.
That's very funny.
Yeah.
There's a podcast. Have you ever heard of the podcast Game of Roses?
No.
It's the Bachelor podcast.
Oh, okay.
And the hosts basically watch The Bachelor as a sports game of some kind. So that's how they believe it's basically totally not fake in that it's like written, but in that like people go on with game.
Well, the NFL is scripted too.
Yes, there you go. So the same level of scripted as the NFL. But yeah, they have like stats and they watch it. Like,
okay.
But one of the hosts of that, he has an AI produced podcast.
Oh.
And I can't remember what it's called. I'll have to look it up. But yeah, it's totally produced by AI. So I think they have like no idea what they're doing any given episode.
I love it.
Yeah.
And you know what? AI deserves to live. AI deserves to live.
Sure. I mean, normally I'd be against it, but our producer isn't producing. So it's not like we're taking
her
job.
We're not interested in like the rights issues of AI. We're more interested in the impact that it'll have on human jobs.
Okay.
Cool.
For sure,
cool.
That's the only thing on my mind.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay.
There was one. Oh, do you feel like you've got like what's your purpose in life?
Oh, that's a question.
Okay, till next time.
Lots of scaries.
Because I feel like that's one of the big things that comes up when like things aren't really like moving forward for me, where it's like,
what am I doing?
What am I doing here?
Yeah. That's a big question.
It is a big question. And granted, rest and recuperation is a very important part of that.
Yep.
One that I have not really learned.
Right.
And maybe my period of burnout that I thought lasted like a week is more lasting.
Right.
Longer.
Yeah.
But yeah. Also, I might just be in a little bit in between place right now.
You're just in a liminal space.
I'm just in a liminal space. And boy,
it's liminal.
Yep.
Oh goodness.
Okay,
till next time.
No scaries.
Bye.